A recently released survey conducted by the Suncoast Partnership to End Homelessness has shown that, despite modest improvements in the local and national economies, rates of homelessness in Sarasota and Manatee counties have risen since 2011. For more information about this year's Point in Time survey, referred to by many as a homeless census, I spoke with the partnership's executive director, Leslie Loveless. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ms. Loveless.
Well, thank you, Tyler. I'm glad to be here.
To get things started, would you mind providing a brief overview of this year's Point in Time survey?
The Point in Time survey was conducted in Sarasota and Manatee counties on January 27th, 2013. It's called a Point in Time survey because it asks on a single night in the year, were you homeless? And that's the premise of the survey. It's not supposed to capture data for the entire year. It's just that one night. And this is done nationwide to try to get a picture of what homelessness is like in our country.
And we mentioned this briefly before, but can you explain in a little bit more detail how this year's results compared to those of 2011?
Yes. In 2011, we had a less extensive outreach into the unsheltered populations, which means we didn't do as much outreach into the homeless camps and onto the streets. So I think that we were able to capture individuals that we previously hadn't been able to survey.
And you briefly mentioned this before. What are some of the specific criteria used to qualify somebody as homeless?
A homeless person, according to the federal definition, would be someone who is not sleeping in an area fit for habitation, is living in a shelter, is living in a transitional home from which they'll have to leave. So that's the broad definition that they use. We broaden it even further to say that if you have lost your home and you're living with other people on a temporary basis, that's also considered homeless. But for the Point in Time survey, we only surveyed the what they call literally homeless, which means that they're on the streets, in tents, in the shelters, and in transitional housing.
And are these the same criteria that were used in 2011?
They're very similar. They have changed. In 2011, they did allow for the counting of some of the doubled up population.
And my next question is, clearly it's somewhat difficult to gauge the number of homeless individuals in the area because oftentimes they don't want to participate in surveys like this. So how representative do you think that this year's results are in terms of the entire homeless population?
I think it's a fair snapshot. What we ended up finding for Manatee and Sarasota County was that we had over 2,000 people that we were able to count as homeless. 1,234 were in Sarasota County alone. The demographics fall out pretty much similarly every year, about 64% male, 36% female. The majority are white, 77%, 20% black. There are about 11% of the population are veterans. So there are some very similar themes that happen year after year. We recognize that. 44% of the people claimed that they had a disability. And of that, 30% admitted to addictions, 30% indicated mental health issues, and about 40% said they had physical disabilities, which could include anything from COPD and asthma to arthritis or even hepatitis C.
What about demographics in terms of age?
Okay. The majority of the homeless are between 25 and 60. We do have about 10% of the population that are young adults between 18 and 24. And there's about 5% of the population that is actually over 60. And trying to imagine how people over 60 who have been living on the streets survive very long is very hard to imagine.
And one of the most shocking statistics that I read that resulted from this year's survey is the finding that the number of homeless children in the Sarasota-Manatee area appears to have skyrocketed in the past 2 years. Why do you think that this is?
Well, I think the answer is twofold. Certainly, as families find themselves in financial hard times and have their houses foreclosed on, the families end up out on the street. So that definitely is a contributor. And I know that our school districts work very hard to provide those children with extra services. The other part is this is the first time we've made a special effort to count them. In other words, you might be interviewing an individual you don't always stop and say, and how many people are there in your family, and what are their ages, and are they also homeless? Mm-hmm. So our survey method changed, and I think we were able to capture more children in our survey data. But there's no doubt that it's a serious problem to the families that are homeless is a serious problem.
So on that note, did you find that the families that lose their homes end up staying together, or do they sort of split apart?
Well, that's another interesting dynamic, because I think most families try very hard to stay together. What we realize is that oftentimes a parent may not admit that they have children with them because they're afraid that the Department of Children and Families might remove the children if they thought they weren't living in a habitable environment. So they very often try not to be seen, which makes them very hard to count.
And I'd like to move on at this point to some of the possible causes. What do you think may have caused this increase in the past 2 years?
Well, I think that while the economy may have stabilized, it certainly has not improved substantially. And the vast majority, 48% of the people surveyed, indicated that employment and financial problems were the reason for their homelessness. So I think that that's obvious. 21% indicated that there were family problems, which oftentimes go hand in hand with addiction, with mental illness, with domestic violence. So other social problems can also be contributors to the causes. Disability, as we mentioned before, is a problem. And about 14% indicated that they've been forced out of their homes, which may be a measure of foreclosure to some degree.
And do you know if many of the individuals that report as homeless are homeless before arriving in Sarasota, or do they become homeless after living in Sarasota for a certain period of time?
Well, consistently, we have been able to track that about 80% of the people receiving services as homeless individuals have been in Sarasota County for a year or longer. And anecdotally, I know that many of the people we interviewed were born here. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's one myth I'd like to dispel, is that most of the homeless people are not from here. Mm-hmm. Some of them moved here for a job that didn't come through. Some of them had a job and lost a job. The wages in some of the jobs that we have in our community aren't very sustainable. So
going from that point, what is the partnership doing to work to help homeless individuals in Sarasota and Manatee counties and to reduce homelessness? And are there any other organizations that you're working in tandem with to work on this problem?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, as the lead agency for the continuum of care, the first thing we want to do is assure that the funding that comes in from the federal government continues. So my first project when I came on board in November was to complete the application for housing aid that goes to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. We were able to bring over $700,000 back to the community for places like Salvation Army, Catholic Charities. City of Bradenton has a special project they work on with Manatee Glens to house the chronically homeless. So that was our first order of business. The partnership holds regular meetings with the Continuum, which involves over 100 partners. But we are going to be hosting a special housing summit on May 30th, working with Jewish Families and Children's Services and with the Gulf Coast Community Foundation. It's a morning event, and it's very limited in terms of the seating that we have. We're primarily asking our providers to come together and meet with Tom Pierce, who is the director of the Office on Homelessness from Tallahassee, so that they can learn from him what some of the best practices are around the state and start making some new strategic plans.
Okay, and that brings me to my final question. What can community members do in terms of advocacy, activism, volunteering, or maybe even advocating with their consumer dollars to help to reduce homelessness in Sarasota and Manatee counties?
I think the best thing that they can do is to let their elected officials know that Sarasota County and the City of Sarasota and Venice, Northport, Englewood want to be progressive when dealing with the issue of homelessness. Turning your head away does not solve the problem, and it's not a new problem in Sarasota. We have a lot of elected officials who are on our side and do want to help things, and I think that we've had a lot of great advocacy from the news media. So I think I would just ask the citizens to let their leaders know that they want to contribute to solving the problem, not just avoiding it.
And is there anything else you wanted to say before we go?
Well, I guess I just appreciate the fact that you and other journalists are keeping this issue in the forefront. It's something that it's time to solve, and I think that Sarasota has the heart to do it.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ms. Lovelace.
Thank you, Tyler.
For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.